It's the Plan B After Show podcast with Brock and Hunter. It's not better, just more.
All right, welcome to it, the Plan B After Show podcast. Brock, Hunter, yo.
What's up? Yes.
Of course, as always, your Plan B After Show podcast, broadcast. It's brought to you by Gilson Cycle, 1492 Pipestone Road in Benton Harbor. Check them out, man. They're open now. They want to get your cycle running right. Don't wait until it's wintertime. You're like, man, I wish I would have went out on my cycle. Just take it to Gilson Cycle. They got you covered, man.
Gilson.
269-876-0882. Gilson Cycle. Let's get to it. It's facts and opinions on the Plan B After Show podcast. Fact number one, opinion number one. Heinz has 60 products when it came up with their slogan, 57 varieties, because Henry Heinz thought that 57 was a luckier number.
57, that's a lot.
That's a weird number to think that's lucky. Why would 57 be lucky? Because it's got seven in it?
Maybe he just won something with the number 57 at one point in his life, and he's like, yeah, I'm just rolling with it.
Yeah. Huh, who knows?
I mean, 57 is significant in any other way, really. Heinz 57. So I'm just more amazed about having 57 products. I mean, I guess there are a lot of sauces out there, but
I guarantee there's more now, because that's when it came up. It had 60 products when it came up with their slogan 57 varieties. So they actually had more. Do you think about it now, dude? I swear to God, every time you go down the condiment aisle, there's something new. Like right now, they have what's that, Heinz Ranch Ketchup, like pre-made. Like Ranch or Ranch Up or whatever the hell it is. Yeah, dude, they got
Ranch Up. Yeah, yeah. Ranch. And then they do the thing with mustard too, or something.
Yeah, they have all
not
of
mustard,
that
mustard and the mayonnaise and ketchup.
Yeah, yeah, they have mayo up or may up or whatever the hell it is. So, which I mean, I just do it at home. I'm not pre-buying that shit. But you know, I do like that actually ranch and ketchup. I did try that. I'm like, ooh, that's good. It's very good. Very good.
Tap that 57, bro. That 57.
Did you see?
Does that really work?
It does. It that's the whole reason they put it there. That's where you're supposed to tap it. Did you see the GIF where the guy, it's like, I don't know if they're Japanese or what, but without sounding racist there, because I can't. But it's them shaking, like it's one guy, it's three of them sitting, and the guy's trying to get ketchup out of the bottle, and you can tell.
They explode.
No. So he gets his buddy. So his buddy's kind of sitting behind him. So he's like, oh, he kind of taps it. And then he whips it. He doesn't really shake it. He like whips it down, but then he like kind of goes backward, and dude just slings ketchup all over his buddy. Just the guy's like, oh, what the hell, man? It's hilarious, dude.
No, yeah. Let's check that out.
Yeah, just blast him with ketchup. Anyway, fact number two, opinion number two. John Tyler had the most children of any president with 15. God, that's too many.
Jeez.
That is too many kids. True. Pull out, for fuck's sake.
Come on, guys. I didn't never understood it. Like, especially now, it's like you look around at the world today, and it's like, you know, it's pretty good. Honestly, it could be a lot worse. We could have been raised back in the 1500s. That sucked.
Yeah.
But still, it's like, man, do you want to bring some people into this world right now? I don't know. Maybe. Maybe not.
Yeah, he was born in 1790. Like, that's just that doesn't even exist. Is that time even real? He was the 10th president of the United States. Actually, if I'm not mistaken, he is the one that still has a grandchild that's still alive today. Because his, like, he had a kid when he was, like, his last kid was when he was, like 60 years old or 70 years old or something like that.
It's so many of them. Yeah.
Yeah.
An animal that you just don't really have to take care of, like a lizard, you just feed it and that basically kind of like a cat, you just feed it and let it sit there.
Yeah,
I don't even think I got 15 of those things running around that you don't really have to take care of. Could you imagine 15 children just running around screaming?
That's too much,
dude. That is your life. You have not. You're doing nothing else.
God, that guy was just slinging loads. Jesus Christ.
You need to snip that guy.
I'm trying to think here. I found it. So, yeah. So, as of August 2019, Tyler has two living grandsons. So, here's a guy who was born in 1790, and he still has two living grandsons. One was born in 1924. Another one was born in 1928.
God. Does his wife have like a, this is a litter? Litter of children? What are you, a hamster?
God. Jeez. That is crazy. That is just nuts.
It'd be terrifying. Yeah. Like, dude, imagine 2 years, Brock. You got like 15 kids.
Yeah. It's nuts. Nuts.
Got dude, you're like, it's like the movie Kindergarten Cop, but you're actually just the father of all of them.
Yeah, of all those kids just running around like, what? This is a mistake. This is a mistake. I should not have done this. This got out of hand. Anyway, pull out every once in a while. Doesn't kill you. Fact number three, opinion number three. The Pittsburgh Steelers, New England Patriots, San Francisco 49ers, and Dallas Cowboys have won 42% of the Super Bowls in NFL history. So four teams, 42% of them.
It's funny, as you were listing those teams, I'm like, yeah, these are all good teams. These are all Super Bowl teams.
Yep.
Well, I knew it was going to be a fact like that for sure.
Well, you had the Steelers back in, what, the 70s that were just dominating. The Patriots have been basically the last 15 years.
Because the Patriots sucked before that, didn't they?
Yeah, they weren't great. I don't think they had. I mean, you had the Bledsoe years that weren't terrible. But I think didn't Bledsoe lose like the three he went to or something like that or
something like that? Yeah. Yeah. He got the rough end of the stick there for a while.
Yeah. And then the Cowboys, obviously, they had that dynasty there in the 90s, just crushing it. All the cocaine and strippers, and Super Bowls. It was great.
A terrifying time to play football back then, though, dude. It was rough.
Dude.
The equipment wasn't the greatest.
No, no.
You know, and then you had guys that were just roided up.
Yep.
Just massive mustache wearing guys. Just.
Yeah. Yeah. Just breaking people's bones. You know, stepping on people's throats. Like, oops, sorry. Oop, didn't
it? It was rough when we played.
Yeah.
Early 2000s, you still had that roughneck football going on.
Well, that was before they were concerned like peewee football. Like, dude, we had out of shape guys that weren't that good at football to begin with. That's why they're coaching, you know, peewee, and they're trying to teach us the proper fundamentals. Like, it didn't work, man.
No.
Tackling with our heads, leading with our heads.
Full speed. Just
God, you know what the worst drill was? I fucking hated this drill. It was where you had to lie down on the ground, helmet to helmet. Blow the whistle, and you had to get up and then hit each other. Jesus Christ.
I love that drill.
God, I hated that drill. I started off as fullback, and I hated it. And then when I finally got to be quarterback, I loved it. I loved not getting hit, man. It was the best. And then I went to college, and they put me back to running back and outside linebacker. I'm like, guys, I just spent the last 6 years not getting hit, and now you want me to get hit constantly? I fucking hate it, man.
Here's what you do, Brock. You go one way, then you quick step, and you stiff arm them and spin off them the other way. That's how you win that drill.
No, it's just
that was the key.
I just laid down and went, don't hit me.
Oh God! You always pair it up to like the only guy that's like 300 pounds.
Yeah, yeah. Actually, I liked those guys because they were too slow. You could juke the fat ones. They at that stage they weren't agile. It's not like a 300-pound NFL guy. Those guys are fucking quick. You know,
dude. There was one. This was in like, I was like fifth grade. This is before Lakeshore had Rocket Football. St. Joe had it first. And so I played a year of St. Joe Rocket Football, and we did that exact drill. And I had to go up to, dude, this dude was huge. Probably, I mean, 200 some pounds for that age was big. And he had this big cyst on his neck, dude.
Oh.
And so, like, I kind of lowered my pads, you know, and he was the one with the ball, and I popped him, you know, kind of stood him up, and then he just kind of stumbled down and kind of wrapped his legs up, you know. But, dude, I remember getting up and looking at pop the cyst, and, like, his whole neck was just like, blah, blah, blah. Dude, it was brutal looking. It looked like this guy's head was going to fall off. Everybody was freaking out. He was freaking out, crying.
You killed him.
I'm like, dude, what happened? I'm like, oh, you, and there's somebody, you popped a cyst, man. what's a cyst? I didn't even know what a cyst was. Well, yeah. Sorry to disgust you there.
Yes, that's gross. That was very gross. You disgust me. Anyway, how do we get it on that? Oh, we were talking about football. I don't know. You're talking about that. I got so sidetracked thinking about a bloody neck. Fact number four, opinion number four. When Facebook was developing the like button, the engineers all wanted it to be called the awesome button. Mark Zuckerberg vetoed that. Dude, Zuckerberg gets weirder and weirder each year.
Yeah, he does. He's there's a new thing. Do you hear about what's recently going on with him?
No. What?
He's pissed. He's like real pissed that TikTok, he can't buy it. So he owns Instagram. He owns what are the other ones? There's a couple other ones. WhatsApp. There's a few other, I think. But he can't buy TikTok. And so, there's, some government thing going on with TikTok now. They're saying that, it's not good for the kids or something.
No, dude, it is literally, if you're a pedophile, TikTok, because you got all these underage kids doing all of this stuff. They're filming everything, dancing, all these, young girls dancing and everything that. Dude.
Yeah, come on.
They're emulating adults. And the fact that it's not regulated age wise, so you can.
So I think that's what they're doing. The government's doing something with it, or they're putting it in, into court for something. And I guess Zuckerberg's fully behind it, funding it, just basically trying to take down TikTok.
Yeah, dude, that's been a big thing right now, and I've noticed it because I kind of looked into it because you saw it all over Reddit. And it was Jesus, what? But I never liked TikTok. I don't think it's just like Vine. It's all that. It's just stupid, though. And unfortunately, it is just another thing that are keeping people glued to their phones. And of course, without sounding like a fuddy-duddy, obviously phones are great. But this is just another one of those things that it's just it's not good. It's not good for the psyche. Dude. It's dangerous for kids. You know. I don't know.
It's getting too deep. Dude, there's gonna have to be a point at some point where you're gonna have to take a class, before you can do this stuff. Be like, hey, this is what it does to you over time.
Well, I think
be careful with it. You know,
I think country has already banned it. I think there is a country out there that already banned it. What?
It's like you gotta
country.
It's like you gotta teach them. You gotta teach the people. Hey, you can use it, but don't get sucked into it like these people do. Look at these people. Because it definitely does something to your psyche. It does something to your personality.
Yeah.
It's good, but it's not. I don't know.
It's this vain society that we've made. We've literally turned ourselves into parrots looking into mirrors. And that's what I really don't like about it is the vanity that comes along with it. It's just feeding into these egos. And it's giving people egos that shouldn't have egos. You know what I mean? If that makes sense. God, I was watching this other one the other day, and it's so fake. It was this setup, this guy who does pranks, and this is the second one I saw, and I'm like, dude, you can tell, you guys aren't actors. In the way this girl, it was this, you may have seen it. It's he gets himself, he makes these fake legs. And then it shows him, and then he pulls off the legs, and the way the girl reacted was all right, Jesus Christ, could you at least take an acting class? Because this is terrible. I'm sorry, if you pulled off your legs, I wouldn't freak out. I'd be like, what are you doing? Because people's legs don't come off. But she was kicking her, oh my God. It's that's what people are doing. Fucking get cringy. A job. Get a cringy. Job. Yeah, it's cringy. I don't know.
It's I'm not posting every day, but I still feel I'm kind of guilty because I'm still on it, man.
Yeah.
It sucks. It's I can sit here and bitch all I want, but
you're watching it. I get what you're
watching
saying.
It. But it's damn it, dude. I'm part of the problem, man.
Yeah.
At least here's the thing, though. At least I'm thinking about it. At least I know. At least it's the people out there that don't know. Don't have this part of their brain working where you got to understand what it is, you know, and if you don't, and if you just sucked into it and letting it take you wherever it takes you, you're just a victim of it. Then you're a sheep. Understand what you're doing has side effects. Social media has side effects.
I implore everybody to find your phone settings and look at your screen time. If you want to take a good look at your I just got mine and it said I averaged 3 hours and 41 minutes. I was up a little bit this week. Last week, I think I averaged and this is per day. So last week I was 2 hours and 41 minutes.
Sad. I mean, that's not bad.
But, dude, I think Kiki's was 8 hours.
Oh, that's dude.
Yeah. I'm telling you, buddy, look at yours. Look at it and see, because it's very shocking. We're there's no fucking way I'm on there that much. But you think about it, all the times you check your phone throughout the day, the times when you spend an hour scrolling on Reddit and it just, you're like, what? It's crazy, man.
I do it a lot where I'm on it. And, sometimes I look over at my wife or if it's a nice day, I'll just like look out the window and be like, dude, what am I doing? What am I doing? You know how valuable time is?
Yep.
And you're fucking just letting it go.
Yep.
Looking into a phone, not paying attention to that beautiful person next to you.
Or going outside. Yeah, yeah.
Going outside and just getting fresh air and just understand. Dude, it blows my mind sometimes. And it gets me off the phone a lot.
Yep.
But I go right back to it.
Yeah.
It's because
it's a drug, man. It's a drug. It absolutely is. There is no ifs, ands, or buts about it. They've done studies the way it works with the brain. We've talked about this numerous times, but people just think, oh, no, it's fine. It's fine. It's not a drug. It's not like I'm snorting cocaine. It does the exact same thing to your brain. It does the exact, it feeds you happy
dopamine.
Juice. Yep, dopamine into your brain. So, yep. Yep.
It's crazy, man.
I'd rather do cocaine, to be honest, but that's me. all right. Anyway, fact number five, opinion number five. We'll wrap it up here. Eddie, the dog on Frasier, made $10,000 per episode. His real name was Moose, and he died in 2006 after making more than $3.2 million. Dude.
Wow.
What the fuck?
Wow. Dog doesn't even know.
No. No.
You know, that's crazy. I want that dog. Like, there's some guy back there collecting hard.
Dude, just and do you still get royalties? Does the owner still get royalties for that when they do reruns?
Probably. Dude. I mean, if he was getting 10 G's an episode.
I'm going to go home and just yell at my dog. You guys are fucking worthless. You freeloaders.
Like that's like the Charlie Sheen of dogs, man. Yeah. Charlie, what did he make? Like $1 million an episode?
But, dude, for a dog, $10,000 an episode. That's crazy.
I mean, what the dog have to do? They could have gotten any dog for like $100 a day. It was on, you know, that's on them. Morons.
Yeah, that is on them. You
that's
know,
that's on them.
Yeah, because I don't know if there's any other major, like, if there's any storylines that revolve. Granted, I think I've maybe seen one or two episodes of Frasier. I never got into it. Never really got into that style of comedy. But yeah,
me neither.
It was too smart for me. That's why. But you know, I'm trying to think if there was ever a story where it's, you know, it's not like in The Mask where Milo, you know, gets the mask on his face and everything. Like he's, I don't know if he was ever a pivotal part, but I don't know though for sure. So
10 G's a day, let it ride.
Anyway, you got anything else? That's all I got.
That five facts.
That's five facts. We got through them all.
Yeah. It's a good day.
Good day. All right. That's going to do it for us here on the Plan B After Show podcast. We'll see you guys next time for more facts and opinions. And here's a word from our sponsor, Gilson Cycle. We'll see you.
You ain't coming.
Yeah, I can't. Come on. What's the matter? Your old lady won't let you?
Yeah, what's the matter? Your mama said you can't?
My bike quit. All right. It's my bike. My bike. My bike.
What's the matter with you?
Just a nightmare, woman. Go back to sleep.
Don't let a broken bike blow your chance to ride.
Gilson Cycle eliminates nightmares with quick service turnaround on most motorcycles. See Larry Gilson at Gilson Cycle, Napier and Pipestone, Benton Harbor.